Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, none.
And as you know, we generate a decision of record that Marlo will make up and mail you a copy of, and then you have 120 days to come in and get the original notarized and recorded. You've done that before, so she'll be in contact with you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we've got Brian Richards for a single-family home located at 1192 Tate Road, Ridgedale.
Give me a second to find you. I clicked the beacon off. So.
Let's see if there's anyone. She's going to check to see if there's anyone that wants to come in.
Okay.
This one should have one. Well, no, I guess that's just for me. So, nobody out there? All right. And your name is?
I'm Kara Richards.
Okay.
Brian's present.
Did you get her name? Okay.
Okay. So, your applicants, Brian and Kara Richards, are seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit for nightly rental use in an existing five-bedroom single-family home located at 1192 Tate Road, Ridgedale. Per the assessor's information, the single-family residence was built in 1977, is located on 1.92 acres, and is served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. The adjoining properties to the north is a parcel that was approved as nightly rental on July 18, 2016, which is permit number 1612. East, the parcel is a single-family home. The west is the Corps of Engineers property, and south is a six-acre vacant parcel. This project received a total score of 5 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. So if you converse with your applicant and then decide to move forward with the public hearing, move it to public hearing, and
okay,
we'll give the presentation.
Okay, you want to give a overview?
Sure. I'm going to click on that. We're just proposing nightly rental for a five-bedroom, two-bath house. We're on 2 acres. Like you said, there's already a nightly rental that's been approved right here. And then to the other side, it's just a big field. Integrity Hills is right next to there, actually. So you have some commercial use as well, very close to our property. And the residential house next door is a corporate rental. And we have a very good buffering with trees between the two, and they're cedar trees, so it continues in the winter and in the summer. So we're hoping not to bug anyone or anything like that. Other than that, we're kind of off by ourselves a little bit right there, so it's all fine.
And who would manage the property?
My husband and I. Yeah.
And you live in the area, or?
Yes. Yes, we will continue to live here.
Okay. Any questions for the applicant before moving to public hearing? Okay, I think we'll go ahead and do that. Is there anyone in the audience that is here to speak on behalf of this application? Is there anyone here that wants to speak in opposition to this application? So we have neither, so you can stay up there.
Yeah, we'll move into our staff recommendations. It's our standard special use nightly rental, which will limit the number of bedrooms and the parking, etc. There was a couple of photos, I think, that we included in your packet,
mm-hmm.
I believe, but you can see these. And then I'll go to the beacon of the parcel and zoom in. So we can follow up, move around if they have any questions.
Okay, sure.
Looking at the picture, there is a good buffer zone between the different properties. And other nightly rentals in the area. So, any questions for the applicants or discussion amongst ourselves? Quiet crowd tonight.
Do you have any other nightly rentals?
No, sir.
Have you ever run a nightly rental?
Oh, we own a commercial cleaning business. We actually clean nightly rentals. So we've been in the business. We see what's going on. We see how they're booked. Yeah. So we're knee-deep in it already.
Ready.
We're ready.
Literally.
We're excited.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Anyone have a comfort level to consider making a motion for or against?
I'll have to look at your list here and kind of go through your list since this is a special use.
Okay.
And ask if there's anything on there.
So we're familiar with this, but prior to any special use being permit being granted, the Planning Commission shall consider the adequate provisions have been made for the following. So each of you have this list, and see if you have made notes. So before anyone have anything that they see on this that would preclude us to consider moving forward. Or is not meeting any of the criteria. Hearing none now, do we want to consider a motion? For further discussion?
Am I up? Make a motion to approve.
Got a motion. Second. Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Okay. We'll generate that decision of record, send you that copy, and then make arrangements with Marlo to come in. We notarize it, and then you need to get it recorded. Have 120 days to do that, but I'd do it within the next 2 weeks, and that way you don't have to worry about it.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay?
Right.
Then we'll start working for, the items on that decision of record.
Okay.
Okay?
Perfect. Thank
you. All right.
Thank you. So next on the list, we've got proposed nightly rental use in the existing villa located at 103 North Tuscany Drive.
So you got everybody? Okay, all right. So case number 2016, Kyle Miranda Stegman, is that correct? Close.
Stegman.
Are seeking Planning Commission approval of Division 3 special use permit for nightly rental use in the existing two-bedroom villa located at 103 North Tuscany Drive. Per the assessor's information, the villa was built in 2006, is Unit B, located in the Villas of Fieldstone at Branson Creek Subdivision. Property is served by Branson Creek Water and Branson Creek Treatment Plant for wastewater. The adjoining properties are all villas in the Villas of Fieldstone at Branson Creek subdivision. The project received a total score of 15 on the Eastern Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet.
And I can go to Beacon or leave it here or move through this during the public hearing, as was my thought. But if I zoom out a little bit to give you a feel of the area. So we're all familiar with the entrance into the villas. Single family homes here. It's the highlighted villa corner here. So if you want to move through the concept and then go to public hearing, I'll run through the PowerPoint and staff recommendations. Okay.
So concept part, questions do, as far as, this was not a nightly rental before.
No, sir.
Correct? And the adjacent townhome, do you know if it is approved for a nightly rental or not?
I don't know that with certainty.
Okay. That's all the concept questions I have. Sir, we're not. I know, but you're not allowed to speak, so. You will be able to during the public hearing if you want to bring that up, if you're signed up to speak at the public hearing.
Can we ask where additional nightly rentals might
be? I'll show you in the public hearing. I can go to it now if you want me to.
Let's move to the public hearing.
Yeah, if you move to the public hearing, we'll.
Yeah, let's.
Oh, okay.
I've got, yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Public hearing. Get more good information here.
There you go. So, our location, zoomed in. These are just the close ones. And no, this one's not highlighted, so it has not received a special use permit. You have one that's two doors down, one catty corner, one here, and one here. Those are just close proximity. And then as we zoom out, it shows the remaining ones that are approved. And here's our subject villa. Here's a picture of the villa. And then again, we have our standard nightly rental special use, which do include those appendixes, 3.1, 2, and 3. And then we limit the bedrooms. It's a two bedrooms. I need three parking spaces and can advertise for 6 people. And other than that, it's your standard staff recommendations for nightly rental special use.
And just a quick question. I notice you live in Illinois. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So do you have a management company identified if it was approved?
We do.
Okay, well, let's see. Do we have anybody in the audience that is here to speak on behalf of this application or for this application? Do we have anyone here that is wanting, that's signed up to speak, that wants to speak against or opposed to this application? Got one? Is that it? Just one that's signed up to speak? Okay, you want to go ahead and have a seat and then we'll let him come up and speak.
Surgery 3 weeks ago, I apologize. I'm here for Dennis Cook. And I don't know if I'm allowed to speak. My name is Richard Sykes. I've spoke here before with you gentlemen, and I'm glad to be back with you again. I don't know if I'm allowed to speak positively and negatively or vice versa in opposition.
It's your time, so you got 4 minutes.
She met her on the first night. I helped her dig up and stop the water leaks. Her and her husband are nice people. And I have nothing against nightly rentals. Nothing. I live in a single family subdivision community. Only 2 ways in and out. By the rules, I have 72 pages here that says, by you guys, stamped in approval of 2000.